Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country. To do so in the traditions of our founding fathers, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. It really should be the political religion of our nation, ladies and gentlemen, replete with checks and balances. It's one of the great solutions that we, the people, have, the checks and balances. We can get involved and make a difference and change the outcome. Rarely in history has a government been limited enough where the people have say. Remember, we, the people, derive our just powers from God Almighty. Government derives its just powers from we, the people. Remember, the consent of the governed. That's right. That's where they get their authority. Never let them forget that, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We've got a great guest, and we've got a lot of interesting headlines we're going to get to. We'll do it all, and it starts right now. Mary Toko with me, well-known vaccine expert. She's an international speaker. She's an author. Check out all her incredible work at marytoko.com. That's M-A-R-Y-T-O-C-C-O. .com. Mary, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Thank you, and great to be back with you today, Sam.
We have so much to discuss. Some of it will be COVID-related, some of it will be vaccine-related, but first I have several stories that are unrelated but need to be discussed in the news, and I thought I'd get your take on a couple of them.
Okay.
You know, we're supposedly in a big battle with the Russians, don't you know?
Yeah,
we're not really at war,
are.
But we're kind of at war, but we're committing war crimes, and I don't even know how to respond to all this. Of course, you can't trade money and oil with the Russians. Of course, you can't whatever. Somehow we blew up the oil pipeline to Germany in an act of war. But interestingly enough, I don't know if you know this, but the space station continues. And the SpaceX rocket just lifted off with crew of four, including a Russian, for a space stay. So we can't work with them for any reason except for the International Space Station. The Americans and Russians can literally sit side by side in the module.
Wow.
To me, this is insane, Mary.
It is, and it just shows you that we really probably don't know what's going on behind the scenes. There's a lot more to this than we'll probably ever know. I think there is a complete world agenda. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Sam, I don't even like to turn on television. I don't watch any of the news stations. I'm into alternative, obviously, stations like yourself. I'm into the real news stations. Because I just feel like there's so much propaganda going on out there, and we really, really don't really understand the bigger picture, other than I think that you and most of your listening audience will agree this is a control tactic and a desire to reduce population. And so it's keeping everybody preoccupied. It's causing turmoil. It's causing conflicts, distractions, you name it. But I think there's some really nasty things going on behind the scenes.
The divide and conquer tactics of the communists, ladies and gentlemen, and the socialists are legendary. The Hegelian dialectic deceiving people into believing that the only answer going forward is government is the problem. The fact that they're working for these, quote, space launches together tells me that the public persona of a division is a sham. The bottom line is, we know this. Yes, they want population control, but they're also into the eugenics movement big time. Now, they outed Hitler because he made it too much of a public face. They want it happening behind the scenes. Margaret Sanger and others literally created Planned Parenthood to murder on a racist agenda. And that has been going on unabated in America. Thanks heavens we're starting to talk about it now. We don't have enough done, but we've gained a little bit of ground. But look, these eugenicists want to create two groups of people. They want to, on one hand, dumb most of us down. Vaccines is a great tool of their satanic deception.
Absolutely.
But on the other side of the coin, they want to create these cyborg superhumans. Half computer, half human. They want to live forever. I mean, they've got these psychotic notions, ladies and gentlemen. But unless you're part of the elite that would be kind of escalated into cyborg superhuman, the rest of us would be dumbed down big time. We'll get into the details of that a little bit more with Mary in a second, but there's a few other headlines I've got to get to, folks. Lou Dobbs now takes aim at former employer CNN. He says this: they hire left-wing activists who pose as journalists. Now, I've always kind of liked Lou Dobbs. I don't agree with him on everything, but he does a whole lot more good than most. And that's a pretty candid admission right now. And we really now see why the media is so, you know, manipulated, because you've got a bunch of activists that may have some journalistic forte to some degree, but their real goal is activism, not journalism. And you can see it through everything they do. Lou Dobbs calling them on the carpet from the inside, Mary.
That's really a good thing. I didn't see that headline. That's awesome. And I think we're going to have more and more and more people coming out as whistleblowers, because I think even Democrats are starting to realize that there's so much insanity going on out there that many of them are waking up. And so there is a great awakening taking place. The big question, Sam, is it going to be soon enough? Are we going to be able to bring this country back to some form of stability, financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, or are we doomed to just keep going down this path? That's the big question.
I would say this. I don't know that we're going to be able to do it in time. I think we might be able to do it in time to stop a lot of the problems. But we're not going to get away with this, sadly. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to be pretty bold. We're not going to solve this without blood. And you say, Sam, what? I don't want blood, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a follower of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. But I'm telling you right now, they have gone so far. The only way they're going to let go, they're going to relinquish control of their tyrannical agenda and their forced, whatever you want to say, elitism / kingship. I don't know. They act like they're kings. But their tyrannical agenda, the only way they're going to let go is if we force liberty back. Okay, and you'd say, well, Sam, you don't believe in force, do you? No, but I believe in force that stops a greater force from abusing us, right? I believe in repelling with force oftentimes to defend ourselves. So I wish it could be peaceful, but I'm afraid we've already gone too far. And I may be one of the very few that have the guts to admit it, Mary.
No, I agree with you. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but I have been a big supporter of Sheriff Richard Mack, because he is reaching out to the county sheriffs, because you probably know this. The county sheriffs have more authority than the president or any attorney general or any mayor or governor within your community. And if we, and like you say, if it gets down to where there's going to be bloodshed, it's going to take our sheriffs who are waking up to what's going on and who learn about their power and their authority given to them by our Constitution, and get out there and start defending their county. And I kind of see it, Sam, as we have to start doing this in our own county, because that's where the only place we can really be effective, whether it's your school board or, you know, really checking into, you know, who's running for office in your neck of the woods and really digging in and finding out where they stand on the issues, finding out what they're going to fight for on your behalf. But our county sheriff is our last hope. And so, you know, yeah.
Amen to that. I don't know if you know this, Mary. I am the operations director for the CSPOA, for Richard's
organization. I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh. I love them.
I've been with Richard from the very beginning. Oh, I'm virtually the operations director. I'm involved daily with Richard. Richard and I do a TV show together on Brighty on TV every Tuesday morning. And he's on the radio with me the hour after that. So we're on the radio and TV together 2 hours once a week on Tuesdays.
Well, that's how I discovered you. I was on his channel looking at his, I get his, you know, weekly, almost daily emails, and I follow him.
Good.
And he's met me before. In fact, this goes back, and I will just regress because this is kind of cool. I was speaking.
Yeah, we're dating ourselves, aren't we, Mary?
We are. I was speaking in Florida. We're talking 2009. I was speaking at a conference in Florida on the dangers of vaccines and how they were, you know, screwing up our children's head and the emotions and their hormones. And a man came up to me and he handed me Richard Mack's book. And he said, "Are you familiar with him?" And I said, "No." He said, "Well, here's his book. You need to contact him because he might be the answer." Well, I read that book on the plane on the way home, came home, looked him up, called him, talked to him. This was when they were going to start pushing the swine flu shot. And states were already putting bills in place if there was an outbreak that they could force you to take it or quarantine healthy people. And this was scary. You know, this was their, this was what they were trying to do years ago to see how far they could push the American public. So I talked with Richard Mack, and he agreed that we could apply this to the vaccine issue. So I put together the Sheriff Plan of Action for Citizens on how to fight the swine flu shot coming into your community. And many people downloaded it. I made a small PowerPoint. I gave them questions to talk to their sheriff. I empowered them to go to their sheriff and say, look, if they try to do this, we're not taking it. Are you willing to defend us? So Sheriff Richard Mack, and then I had him on my radio show multiple times over the 5 years that I had it. So he knows me and I know him, and we have the respect for each other.
All right, here's what I need you to do for me. I need you to go back in the archives and grab that old presentation and that old toolkit, so to speak.
Okay.
I need you to update it for post-COVID.
It's already updated.
And I need to take that for post-COVID because, look, COVID is not over, folks. I know you believe it's over, but they're relaxing on this because the elections are here. And so they don't want you to have negative feelings or viewpoints towards them. They want you to believe they're the Liberty candidates. It's all deception. But they're going to, after the election, though, trust you me, they're going to push back. And how do I know this? There are certain colleges across the country now that are still mandating masks for the foreseeable future. They are still working on this contact tracing idea. They are still working on this idea of forcing us to have a vaccine card. Okay, they have not dropped these initiatives. Write it down and remember who told you first. Mary Toko with me. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the Constitution law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Reason Magazine has a list of the colleges that still require masking. And the next headline says multiple Massachusetts colleges extend mask mandates indefinitely. Okay. If you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that this is over, I'm telling you right now, you're being deceived. This will come back with a vengeance. I don't know if it'll come back right after the elections or if it'll come back with another crisis in the helm or at the helm. I don't know exactly how they're going to do this, but trust you me, we see oftentimes they push an agenda. Once they get too much resistance, they back off. But then it rears its ugly head once again. We see this time and time and time again. Do not be deceived, my fellow Americans. Right? Do not be deceived on this. Mary Toko's with me. And we talked about this space rocket lifts off with the Russians. We talked about Lou Dobbs taking aim at CNN. The EPA now is announcing that it launched a new environmental justice office to distribute taxpayer dollars to minority communities that the agency says are disproportionately affected by climate change and pollution. The Office of Environmental Justice and what they call external civil rights, which will employ a, quote, Senate-confirmed director and more than 200 staffers, will be in charge of allocating, listen, the $3 billion in environmental justice grants mandated by the recent passage of the, and they say Democrats, I'm going to take that word out because that's bogus, it's the deep states, $370 billion climate spending bill that took effect, right? The whole thing is according to an EPA press release. They're now creating government agencies without even any permission from anybody. They're just unilaterally creating more government agencies, more groups that are dishonest, that are unconstitutional, and will eat out your substance, ladies and gentlemen. Americans should go absolutely ballistic on this and say, have you lost your cotton-picking minds? Now, they're going to say I'm a racist for saying cotton-picking, but just so you know, my ancestors were white, and they picked cotton in Alabama, so just stop, please, stop. Cotton picking refers to the mind-numbing, heat, back-breaking work that can drive you insane. It has nothing to do with race, ladies and gentlemen. And those who tell you that it does, they don't know history. They lie to you. And I guess I am a racist, though, and I'll tell you why. I don't believe in us merging ourselves with the computers to be in a superior race, like cyborgs. And I don't believe in dumbing us down into monkey-type status with dishonest chemicals that destroy your body and your brain and mind and whole spirit. I don't believe in those things. So I guess I'm a pure human. I believe in the human race. That's what kind of a racist I am, Mary.
I agree. And in fact, it goes even one step further. These school systems and these colleges, my goodness, I have the belief that your children are better uneducated before they go to these colleges in these public schools. Sam, I home educated four of my five, and they're all very successful, competent adults out there in the working world. And I did this many, many years ago. So I knew back then that our schools were just dumbing down the people. And now the colleges, if I had a kid in college, I'd pull them out. To me, it's absolutely, that's what they're doing. They're using our school system to basically brainwash all of these young adults and young kids into believing that this is a better way of life. And it's insanity. Hey, parent, if you're out there and your kids are in the public school, you need to really think twice. You only have a short period of time with which to impact their lives. And if you're not the major impact in their life, and you're not teaching them about our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, how to be a responsible citizen, and about God and liberty, then they are going to be brainwashed. They will be owned by the system.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business that we're talking about. And I find it just interesting how the people just seems to be titillated with bread and circus. Now blood and circus. They love violence, too, to watch. There's people that just literally chase videos on YouTube now. And the more abusive something can be, the more they love it. Watch this guy get wrecked, somebody will say to somebody else. Wow, oh, my gosh, this is horrible. Oh, I can't even watch it, says the girl. I oh, my gosh, I just have to close my eyes. But they love this stuff. But I'm afraid as the economy gets worse, more and more folks are going to wake up in droves, Mary. And when I say I'm not afraid that they're going to wake up. I'm just afraid that reality is going to hit, and it's going to hit hard. Everybody's talking about a recession now. It's unavoidable.
Well, and not only that, I mean, look at our food. I listened to a three-hour webinar on what's going on around the world with our food production, how farmers are being forced out of business. Their farms are being bought by the government, and the government literally is taking over. We are headed for a famine like nothing we've ever seen before. And that's, I believe, unfortunately, I don't know if we can stop it. And, you know, if you dismantle your farmers, it then affects the truckers. It affects everything and every aspect of life. And I believe
Yeah, but I don't think Americans realize that chain of events because they've been so displaced from the farm, so far removed from the soil, so far removed to God, family, and country that I don't even think they'll recognize it until it's staring them in the face with empty shelves, Mary.
I think you're right. And I think the people that we're waking up, you and I and other people out there who are fighting this, I think they're going to be the ones who are prepared and are going to have to, my goodness, I can't even imagine. You know, we've been on this country, we've been in this country free, pretty much free, and never had to deal with a famine, never had to deal with any of this. I think we're all in for an abrupt awakening. No matter how well we're prepared, I think it's going to be something like we've never seen before. And I'm not a pessimist. And that's why I'm saying we have to work at a local level. We have to get to our county sheriffs and our people. You know, you mentioned it might take bloodshed. I will mention parents. If you get involved, you can really make a difference. Last month, California was trying to pass. They were trying to pass Senate Bill 866, which would allow minors in school to receive any kind of vaccination without parental consent. And the parents, this bill was actually introduced by Scott Wiener, who is a Democrat. And the parents got together and they defeated this bill. And they ended up pulling the bill at the last minute. Of course, Wiener said it was because they were short a couple votes. But in reality, it was because people were so alarmed at this. He said that he was getting death threats and he was getting harassed. And there was a whole harassment campaign going after him. And, you know, it made me think to myself, is this what we have to stoop to? Do we have to get this vigilante tactic or this vigilante mindset in order to protect our children? And like you said, you're concerned that it might come to this. And if it comes to this, people, we need to get our sheriffs on board way before this happens. And I'm really, really excited to know how involved you are, Sam, with the CSPOA.
Yeah, so if you go ahead and get that updated and stuff like that,
oh, it's updated.
I can get with Richard. We can work on this because people need to understand they're going to push for mandates. They're going to push for vaccinations. They're going to push for a vaccine card. They're going to push for all these things. And I know people think, oh, no, come on, we're out of that. I don't think so. I think we've got a temporary reprieve.
Sam,
they
it's
know
all
that
updated.
It worked so well to control all of us, folks, that they will not let it go. They'll back off for a season. But I'm telling you right now, it'll come back with a vengeance at some point. And, of course, they'll have, in their view, a legitimate reason why. Right? But
Absolutely.
So we need that. And if that's updated, let's collaborate on that.
We'll work
on that. But that's something
Absolutely.
Really important for people to understand. Let's talk a little bit about the vaccines in detail of what's happening. The CDC has literally lied to us for 2 years with Anthony Fauci. And now they're starting to at least come to the table with some of the truth. We're seeing adverse effects in the databases showing all the carnage that the vaccines have created. And the CDC is starting to admit a lot of it even. They're being forced to. From Freedom of Information Act requests to these databases that are open to the public and beyond. What do you see, Mary?
Well, I know that Oxford recently did a study and they found out that those who took the jab, we'll call it the jab, that it increased their infection rate by 44%. They also said that it is now literally causing their own natural immunity. It messes their own natural immunity up. So people who might have gotten the infection or whatever you want to call it, the poisoning, whatever, and they work through it, their body worked through it naturally. If they take that jab, it literally destroys their own natural immunity. And I've been saying this for years, Sam, about normal childhood shots. For years and years and years, people think they're protective. They think that they're going to save their children from having whatever infectious illnesses. That's not how they work. They suppress the body. They suppress the immune system. They change it so that it cannot respond as it used to respond. So all of these are just a bunch of garbage.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. MaryToko.com. She's with me. We're talking about vaccine injuries and death, all because your government lies to you. Quick pause. Liberty. Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court Wednesday ruled that the Obama-era policy DACA that protects illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children violated federal law. It has now been sent to a lower federal court for further consideration. A Connecticut jury is expected to hear closing arguments Thursday in a trial to determine how much podcaster Alex Jones should pay for telling his audience that the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. The six-person jury could begin deliberations by the end of the day. As OPEC Plus will cut 2 million barrels of oil a day from production, gasoline and energy prices are poised to skyrocket in the coming months. The Biden administration continues to rely on oil stockpiles President Trump secured during his administration. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas says this is no mistake. The Democrats want high prices to push their green agenda.
The Democrats' plan is decline by design. We don't have $5 a gallon gas in this country by accident. It's not an unintended consequence. It's not bad luck or the evil machinations of oil company executives or OPEC. It's because Joe Biden and progressive Democrats want gas to be that expensive.
A Las Vegas, Nevada judge approved a motion to remove Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis from office Wednesday as he is set for trial. The liberal politician is accused of going to journalist Jeff Germain's home and stabbing him to death. The Monday night football game this week had a protester with a smoke bomb run out on the field. He was knocked to the ground by Rams player Bobby Wagner, saying he just wanted to keep everyone safe. The protester has now filed a police report for blatant assault. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Mary Toko riding shotgun on the broadcast today. Every first Thursday, second hour going forward, she'll be with me. Mary's an independent researcher, natural health coach. She's an author. She's an international speaker and more. MaryToko.com, her website. That's T-O-C-C-O, MaryToko.com. Now, folks, I'm telling you right now, we've got to work on this stuff together as the American people. Now, listen to this detail. COVID vaccine injury data. 143,233% increase in cancer. Dan Skorbach writes the piece. It's Frontline Health that has it. And the headline, basically what they say is, when something goes wrong inside a cell's DNA, the cell fires off a signal that tells other cells, hey, I've gone bad. Please kill me. That's the body's natural defense system way to deal with things going awry in the body. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is this early warning system helps the immune system stop cancer cells from multiplying in the body. It stops a virus from replicating. So it's a very important early warning response tool that works across the whole body. But recent studies are now suggesting that COVID-19 vaccines may be damaging this early warning system and fundamentally they're changing how our immune systems react to cancer cells or other problems and new infections. We still don't know if it's a temporary change or a permanent change. I submit to you that there might be temporary changes and permanent changes, meaning temporarily some things may improve. Permanent changes may be long-lasting. Now, good news, natural health and healing and things like that can help. There are ways to detoxify the body. But ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. And they're admitting blatantly everywhere. They don't even know what they've done. But they've literally given the jab to billions of people without even knowing what the reality will be. These people are satanic and psychotic, Mary.
They are. And this agenda's been in place for a long, long, long time. I've always believed that they knew what they were doing when they were giving these babies vaccines as well. They knew that they were going to affect their blood, their blood-brain barrier. They were going to open it up. They know exactly what they're doing. This is no mistake. And that's not to say that the average doctor out there doesn't understand this, the people behind all of this, but I have watched the healthcare of children in this country regress so poorly over the last 20 years. And as they increase the vaccines in children, the kids, their chronic illness skyrockets. So this is, it's pretty awful to see what's going on. And I've never before seen so many confused young adults in my whole life. And, do you know that this now confusion, gender confusion issue, you know, which we know, I know it's mental illness. I know it's mental confusion, but they're actually saying that it's their right to be confused like this instead of looking at the underlying cause of what's going on. And yet I know for a fact that for years and years and years, vaccinations have been causing hormone disruption and endocrine disruption and driving, just completely driving the hormones crazy. And a lot of this controls the sex hormones. And so this is a big problem that we're facing now in our youth and in our children. I'm from Michigan originally, and I was just online on my Facebook page, and someone posted that Troy High School, which is like a very prestigious area in Michigan, their high school is having their homecoming last weekend. The homecoming king wore a full-length gown and wore his crown. And when I saw that, I went, oh my gosh, this is so far gone, so worse than I ever thought. But I think we have to realize, folks, this is not their it's not their fault. These kids, their brains and their bodies have been altered genetically. They have been altering them chemically and hormonally since the day they were born. And now we're seeing the consequences of it. And it's called gender confusion. And instead of calling it a mental illness or a physiological problem, they're basically saying, oh, well, these kids have a right to decide what they are. I mean, Sam, it's getting crazy out there. I think we're headed for the zombie apocalypse that, you know, you used to be able to read on the CDC website, how to prepare for the zombie apocalypse, because this is what's happening.
Yes, it is happening, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting worse, and it's getting out in the open. See, when me and Mary first started reporting on this, you know, 30 years ago stuff, people thought we were absolutely off our rock crazy.
That's true.
Now folks are going, hey, how did you know this, ladies and gentlemen? Listen carefully to this, all right? Vaccines produce homosexuality, claims an Italian scientist, Gian Paleo, is the one reporting this. And basically, if you even go look at John Hopkins, they talk about sex and hormones and vaccinations. And they talk about if they manipulate the hormones this and that way. And they admit that it's happening. What they don't admit publicly is that it's gaining the results that we claim they are. But see, they've got an agenda towards this. Remember, we just reported yesterday on the radio, they've got transgender closets now in government schools across the country. California says parents don't even have the right to know about their own child's medical information anymore. So you have, you know, a boy going to school, normal clothes, a girl going to school, normal clothes. They go to the gender bender closet at the government school, change clothes. They put on tucking tape for the men so they don't have a bulge for their genitals. They wrap the women's chests and destroy the female breasts and things like this. They have makeup and trends. And then the kid goes to school, lives this life at school, different name, different everything, and then changes back in the gender bender closet before they go back home, and mom and dad aren't the wiser. This is literally happening in your government schools right now. And I'm submitting to you that if they're going to do that with that kind of agenda and your tax dollars and lie to parents and deceive parents and then use the laws of America to prevent parents from knowing about their children's, quote, health information because of, what do they call that, HIPAA and everything else, they're using these claims. You don't think they're scientifically changing the DNA or manipulating hormones to add to their agenda, gender-bending agenda? Folks, it's time to wake up and get serious about this. When we told you that this was happening, when we told you that this affected fertility for men and women, or fertility for men and women in the vaccines, you know, 2 years ago when we said that, they said, oh, you're crazy, there's nothing to it. Now they admit blatantly by force of court records and everything else that everything we said is exactly true, Mary.
Yes. And I think a lot of it started with the cervical cancer vaccine. The Gardasil that they first said was for girls with a cervix, and then all of a sudden it's for boys who don't have cervix. And, you know,
well,
a couple
no,
of things
it's for
I,
boys, because if boys get involved
genital,
with a girl and then they can use their mouth, and we won't even go there. I'm just saying, right. Then it can affect them too. So, golly, got to get everybody now, right?
Well, yes. And doctors started to notice that girls, 12, 13, 14-year-old young ladies, after they took this vaccine, they were having ovarian failure. They were going into menopause. And yet, of course, you know, it's difficult to find this online now because they're hiding it all very carefully. But I think this is definitely part of the eugenics program, reduce the population program. But we have to realize, and this is the hard part, these kids are confused. They feel like they do not belong in their body because they have been chemically altered. You know, that same Italian study, if I'm not mistaken, went on to say that they studied the MMR vaccine. And in that MMR vaccine, they found 100% male DNA. So when a young girl goes in and gets her normal routine vaccine with MMR, she is getting injected into her body full 100% male DNA of a whole human male. How does that affect her? I mean, these kids do not, they're suffering. It's a physiological problem. It's a mental, emotional problem. And of course, the way that our world wants to handle it is now they're going to probably come up with all kinds of psychotic meds. They're calling it gender identity dysphobia. They're calling it a disorder, mental illness, but yet they never look to see what's causing it. Just like allopathic medicine, you know, you go to a doctor and you say, oh, I've got a sore throat or whatever, or I have, you know, stomach problems. They give you a drug. And instead of saying, well, gee, what's causing that? I wonder what's going on. You know, what's your diet like? What are you putting in your body? How much sleep are you getting? So it's the same allopathic approach. Instead of addressing what's causing it in society, we're going to either medicate, drug them, or cut off their genitals and let them pretend they're a female. And you know, these people end up in depression, and the suicide rates are ridiculous for people who go through these surgeries. So this is not the way to go about it.
Unless that's your goal.
Yes.
Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The foundation Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the way they're doing the research now, and we're gaining serious ground on the criminal activity that's taking place with the vaccinations, I've told you from the beginning that COVID was an intentionally created in a lab bioweapon. I've also told you that the vaccines, the quote anecdote, is a bioweapon as well. There's no way around it, ladies and gentlemen. And the more we find out, the more studies that are conducted, the more my point has been validated for the last 2 years. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a couple of quick headlines, then I want Mary Toko to respond. First headline says this: vaccines produce homosexuality. Second one says metal-like objects found in 94% of group who had symptoms after taking mRNA shots. Now, they call them vaccines. I don't. I call them kill shots. Okay? I don't believe they're vaccines at all, ladies and gentlemen. Look, mRNA is a bioweapon. It is not a vaccine in the traditional sense. In fact, they have to change the definition of vaccines to even get there. So metal-like object found in 94% of those who took mRNA kill shots. All right? The next headline. Unusual toxic components found in COVID vaccines without exception, German scientists claim. Here's the last one. Italy, quote, peer-reviewed studies, finds metal-like objects in 94% of individuals who reported mRNA vaccine, if you want to call it that, side effects. Folks, we know it's messing with the hormones. They lied about the blood-brain barrier. They lied about them delivering this through breast milk. They lied to the women about that it messes with their menstrual cycles. They lied that it related to the inability to have children, if you will. They lied, and now they've been caught at all of it. More and more evidence is coming out. The Italians are reporting it. The Germans are reporting it. Israel's reporting it. There just seems to be a blackout in the U.S., Mary.
Yes, you're absolutely right. In fact, that metal is graphene oxide or graphene dioxide, and they're nanoparticles, and they are going to play a very big role when they turn up the 5G. By the way, these are an aggregate that is highly magnetic. In fact, you probably have seen pictures out there, Sam, of people with spoons and metal sticking to their body, and they laugh about it. They think this is funny, but actually it can trigger pathological blood coagulation or sludged blood, which is not a good thing. And I believe that could be causing some of the heart conditions we're seeing in some of these athletes as well. But these things can interfere with circulation. The smallest blood vessels in the body are called capillaries, and they are highly sensitive to anything foreign flowing around in them. And you know, every organ in your body has the smallest blood vessels in the organ called the capillaries. And so this is what's affecting them. That's why we have multi-organ problems with this jab. So it's an awful thing. And of course, when they turn up the 5G, which I understand they have, you know, plans to do, it will affect people who have this metal in their body, dramatically affect them. So there's a lot going on. And there's also, a lot of creepy things also in these that are showing up. I did about 100-hour research project, and I have a downloadable paper It's actually 52 pages on my website called The COVID Plandemic Exposed. And I have gathered information from researchers from all over the place. I give them credit for it, but it took me, like I said, over 100 hours to put this together. And it shows you some of the parasites that they are discovering inside the vials before they get injected. And for those of you who've never had the injection, they have to keep these at like 90 degrees below zero until they're ready to use them. And the big question is, well, why would you have to keep an injection that cold? What's going on? So a group of Korean doctors actually decided to take these different vials from all the different companies, and they began to gradually thaw them out. And each stage of the way, they would put them under the microscope and see what they could see. And lo and behold, right before they are at the temperature for injection, like body temperature, they started to see all kinds of weird things come alive. And so there's parasites. There's little discs that are metal discs that actually spin inside the blood vessel when they get in there. And they're called self-moving organisms. Dr. Jane Ruby featured this on the Stu Peters Show, which was really interesting when they started bringing all this out. So we have these spinning discs that are
carbon. Yeah, by the way, Stu Peters, great guy, and he's on the same Brady on radio and TV that we're on. So good for Stu. Yeah. Amen.
Absolutely. I've actually spent, at conferences where we've been featured speakers. But they discovered that there's these spinning discs that go into the blood system. They get into the blood system or the body in general, and they start cutting it up. We also have worm-like parasites that show up when these vials are warmed up. A really incredible researcher, Dr. Noak, he was a world leader in activated carbon products. In his thesis paper, did it on hydroxide and basically said, as a chemist, I vouch that these nano razor blades are in the injections. They're nanoscale tiny razor blades, only one atom thick. And basically they can split off. They gain negative charge as they move through the body, can get through the whole body. And they're like little razor blades. And he said, basically, this is Russian roulette. This is war on the human being. And by the way, he did pass away shortly after putting out this study from a form of pneumonia. I don't know if he went to the hospital. I don't really know the details, but he ended up dying shortly after putting out this article because he was an expert.
And we don't know how he died per se, folks, but, very strange.
It is very strange.
Just remember, there are no coincidences, people.
Yep. And then another interesting doctor, Frank Zalewski, actually went on and he found what he calls artificial life forms. They're adaptive microorganisms that grow. Once they're in your body and they're heated up, they grow and they get arms and legs and feet. And I believe that people who work for morgues, mortuary, these gentlemen who go in and their job is to preserve the body and they're actually finding these things that are clogging up the blood system now. They're huge white blood clots, but he has identified some of them have one head and three legs, and they have a foot with which to walk around in the human body. I mean, this is Franken science. This is stuff that Sam, you and I have been warning people about, that when you let these mad doctors, researchers get in the laboratory and they start acting like pharmaceutical gods, they start recreating things in nature. They start taking viruses and bacteria and combining them in laboratories. And then they say they're a vaccination or an injection or an immunization, and they start putting them in people. This is what is going on out there. And again, they're attempting to either kill us off, reduce the population, or create zombies.
Yeah, or they want to make us all sick so they can go ahead and promote Big Pharma and promote, all these different things as well. A population that's dumbed down is very easy to control. That's part of their agenda, too. So they don't care if you die or if you're easy to control. Either way is fine in the short term. The long term, you've just got to go. They want to kill us all.
Absolutely.
And you can say we're psychotic and crazy, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
But the way you know we're telling the truth and they're lying is this. When they start attacking the messenger, they're out of ammo, people.
That's right. And one more thing I have to say, and this is all in that report. Science Advance Journal reported a new drug delivery system for children. What they did is they made a new nanotechnology drug that looks like a hookworm. It acts like a hookworm, and it goes into your digestive system. They're talking about getting this to children and adults to deliver drugs, but it is so ugly. There's an actual picture of it now. And of course, then the next phase of this whole jab is the quantum tattoo, which Bill Gates and his foundation have patented. And folks, if we don't stop this insanity and wake up the masses, people are going to get that quantum dot tattoo, and it's going to turn them into a machine that the government can control. It's absolutely insanity.
Other than that, it's not so bad.
No, of course not. And by the way, these are all patented. These are not Mary Toka's opinion. These are patented, and my report gives you the patent number. So if you think that Sam and I are crazy, and you think that we're just like out in left field somewhere, you know, get the report. Do the research. Don't take my word for it. Go and look up the patents yourself. Read about it. I show you pictures of all of this. Anyway, so like I said, that report is available on my website by download. And by the way, my website, you can also reach
it. By the way,
it.
just so everybody knows that Mary's telling you the truth, Quantum Tattoo Inc. was founded in 2011 in North Hollywood. Okay? This
daring.
Is a real company. And they say, we have raised the bar by revolutionizing the way tattoo inks are made. No corners are ever cut. Now, what is a quantum tattoo, you may ask, folks? They call it an invisible tattoo. Yeah, it's accompanying a vaccine. It's made of invisible dots, tiny semiconductor crystals that reflect light that grows under infrared light, etc. You can say this is insane. You can say we're crazy, but you go study quantum dot tattoo. And you can study it, and you'll find out what we're talking about is real. Now, they're debating the agenda for the tattoo. They're not debating if it exists, Mary. Isn't that interesting as well?
Of course. It's called distract everybody. And, you know, people, it's like too far. It's too hard for the average person out there who's not awake to even fathom that they're going to be doing this. And actually, you're going to do it to yourself. They're going to deliver it to your home, and you're going to do it to yourself. And so it will track you. It will read your thoughts. It can influence your brain, and it can be used with 5G frequency and other frequencies and technologies. So this is you know, artificial intelligence.
They want to create
folks.
Psychotic cyborgs, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. Now listen carefully to this last point, because we're about out of time, sadly. Quantum dot tattoos record patient vaccine history under their skin. Yeah, that's the least it does. And then when you study, part of the problem is these things get smarter over time, because you can update these tattoos with more and more capabilities over time. So they're going to start out simple and just say, listen, we got to make sure we know your vaccine history, for crying out loud. We got to keep everybody safe. They'll back that into this technology that says, you know, we really need to know whether you've been vaccinated. We've got to know this information. They'll back that, and over time, they'll develop eventually these cyborgs, half human, half, quote, machine people. And these people will be dumbed down and controlled by these machines. It'll use chemicals in your body to determine your mood, your behavior, your response. And then they'll start to adjust technology to make sure that you respond properly. You say, I'm crazy. Go study eugenics, and you'll find out what we say is absolutely true. And the most scary thing is they actually have the technology for all this now.
That's right.
All they've got to do is peddle the propaganda long enough for society to double down and go for it. And most will, because they'll be dumbed down in their hearts and minds. Their very DNA will be changed to embrace this agenda. MaryToko.com is her website. She'll be with us every Thursday, second hour, first Thursday of the month. We'll be digging in a whole lot harder to a lot of this as the broadcasts unfold. Mary, thank you.
Thank you, Sam. We'll be talking to everybody soon. Love ya.
She does a great job. MaryToco.com, T-O-C-C-O. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. God save the Republic.